From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary of Defense outlines new plans in Iraq. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter announced Monday in Baghdad that the U.S. is providing more than 200 additional troops and several Apache attack helicopters to assist Iraqi forces in their fight to retake the northern city of Mosul from Islamic State. Additionally, he says,
We're going to provide financial assistance to the Peshmerga. This with agreement of the Prime Minister Abadi, which is how we do everything here, to bolster what has been, namely the Peshmerga, one of the most effective fighting forces against ISIL.
Iraqi forces began an offensive to retake the ISIS stronghold on March 24th. A senior defense official says a total of 8 Apache attack helicopters will be sent to aid in the battle. According to Secretary Carter, regarding the overall effort,
as you know, this is on top of what we're already doing, which is providing air power, command and control, other fires, training, sustainment, logistics, the very important, by we here now, I mean the United States, but also our coalition partners.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Just before daybreak in Ecuador, where rescue workers utilize giant earth-moving machinery to clear away debris in order to find more survivors in the 7.8 magnitude earthquake. The death toll from the massive quake has now risen to 350. In the meantime, across the Pacific, 2 earthquakes on Japan's Kyushu Island have left at least 42 dead. This is VOA News. Human Rights Watch commended Saudi Arabia on its new regulation that strips power from the often criticized religious police force. The Saudi cabinet passed the measure last week, which prevents religious police from stopping, arresting, chasing, or detaining people. The Council of Ministers also requested the religious police, formerly known as the Commission for the Promotion of Virtue and Prevention of Vice, to carry official identification showing name, position, work hours, and branch. The new guidelines say the only police and drug squad officers have the jurisdiction to make arrests. A collection of Syrian rebel groups said today that they were launching a battle in response to pro-government violations of a cessation of hostilities agreement that has been in place since late February. Both sides have been accusing the others of repeated violations during the past 2 months. In the meantime, in Switzerland,
Thank you.
United Nations Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura greets China's Special Envoy Xi Xiaoyan for another day of talks. China's Special Envoy?
I said to Mr. de Mistura, on different occasions, to me, diplomacy is the art of making compromises. So during the discussions and the negotiations, all parties will have to consider the requests from the other side. And try to reach consensus so a solution can be found.
Hundreds of East African migrants are believed dead after their boat capsized in the eastern Mediterranean. Now, the incident happened on April 8th, that's 10 days ago, but was first reported by the BBC late Sunday night. Witnesses and survivors told VOA on Monday that the vessel overturned while carrying as many as 500 people. An unknown number swam to boats nearby and were later picked up and taken to Greece. Ethiopian national Musa Mohamed Adams said he's one of the few migrants who survived the tragedy. He told VOA's Horn of Africa service that the boat capsized after he and about 200 other migrants came on board from a smaller boat that departed Egypt a day and a half earlier. A court in Kyiv has convicted 2 Russian servicemen captured in eastern Ukraine of terrorism and other crimes and sentenced them each to 14 years in prison. The court on Monday found Alexander Alexandrov and his commander, Yevgeny Yerofiev, guilty of waging a war of aggression against Ukraine. Now, both Alexandrov and Yerofiev acknowledged being Russian servicemen, but Russia's defense ministry said they had resigned from active duty and traveled to Ukraine on their own. They could, according to reports, serve as a trade for the Ukrainian pilot who's being held prisoner. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.